My first contact with Roche must have been in 1944 or 45, I think, when during the vacation, while I was a student at Cambridge, I spent a few weeks working in the bit there that was actually synthesizing vitamin C. And I was just really a bit of a dog's body doing this and that in the industrial lab there, which was, I found quite interesting. I learnt a bit about it.
How many people would have been working in your particular area at the time?
As far as I remember, probably about 5 or 6 of us.
What was the atmosphere like? Was it a pleasant place
to work? It was very pleasant. People were extremely nice.
Yes.
There. And I remember one rather funny little incident when I managed to spill some caustic soda on my trousers. Didn't hurt me, fortunately, but they actually provided some extra clothing coupons to replace them.
That's nice. I bet you didn't do that again.
No, I didn't. And when they discovered that I had a place to read natural science at Cambridge, they thought this exempted me from military service, provided I spent some time when I qualified working in the pharmaceutical industry. So when I qualified, and as I had this rather tenuous link with Roche, I wrote to the director of research there and said, was there any chance of a job in their research department? Mm. And they said yes. They were a bit surprised, but anyway, they took me on. They were in Broadwater Road, and as you know, I'm sure, the front offices have been preserved as a second-class monument or something.
Right.
And just behind that, there was a building which has since been demolished, which had 2 floors of the research department. I think underneath was where they packed up the pills they were making. I'm not sure, I didn't really know that bit at all, actually.
Yes.
But they had these 2 floors of the research department, and I worked there for 4 years on various projects.
Can you remember any of the projects?
One rather interesting thing is that the first project I did there, they were trying to synthesize chemically the active principle of cannabis.
Right.
They didn't actually quite get there, but they got something rather like it. And I was studying its effect. This may sound rather odd, but this is how biochemists work. We're studying its effects on the metabolism of minced-up brains. We used guinea pig brains because other departments used other parts of the animals, so there was a ready supply of these brains every day. And I did demonstrate, actually, there was quite a marked effect.
Right.
On that,
what was the effect?
Oh, it stimulated the metabolism of the brains.
Okay, yes.
I did have another. I mean, they soon gave up, I think, when they established that. I don't think at that time it ever went to any commercial use. Mm. I might be wrong about that.
Yes.
And I did a number of other things. There's at that time there was a lot of interest in a compound called, its proper name is adenosine triphosphate. It's actually usually called ATP for short because it's rather mouthful. And there was some thought that they might actually produce significant quantities of it. So I was set to isolate it. Used to get all the muscles out of a rabbit because it's involved in muscle contraction.
Right.
So there's a reasonable plenty supply in muscle.
Yes.
And these were convenient sized animals.
Yes.
And I spent quite a long time mucking around isolating it. But again, that never reached any commercial problem. The Americans had got ways of doing it, but I think very shortly after that, so that was ditched. Well, I was really slightly on my own.
Right.
I mean, the research director, you know, would say we need you to do this, mm. and just left me to get on with it, really.
Right. Yes.
It was a wonderful training in some ways.
Yes.
But I really did have to make my own way.
Of course. Yes.
Basically, there they were. The labs I was in, they were mostly, nearly all, I think, organic chemists who were trying to synthesise compounds which they hoped would make valuable drugs.
Yes.
Whether any did, I'm afraid I can't remember.
No. And what hours would you have done there?
9 to 5.
Monday to Friday.
Monday to Friday, yeah. Of course. Yes.
Yes. Mm. Yes. Can you remember what you were paid?
My initial salary, I think I'm right in saying, was £350 a year, or something like
right.
that. I could live on that.
Yes, yes. It puts it in perspective, doesn't it?
It does. Yes. It really does.
Yes. What about entitlements? Did you have paid holidays?
I had 2 weeks paid holiday and the sort of statutory bank holidays. Yes.
Yes. Yes. What did you do for lunch? Would there have been a canteen?
There was a very nice canteen there where I had lunch every day, yes. And tea.
Mm.
Just tea break as well.
Yes, civilised.
Well, very civilised. Franz Bergel, who was a very distinguished organic chemist who was the research director, he always, at Christmas time, gave every member of his department some little gift.
Right. Which
was very nice.
Yes.
It was.
Thoughtful.
Very thoughtful, yes.
Yes. And you mentioned that you had to, everything had to be checked back at Baal.
Yes, yes, yes. It was all referred up there.
Yes, yes. I know you mentioned that there were possibly about 5 of you who were doing the vitamin C work.
Well, that wasn't actually in the research lab. That was in in the industrial part, because the major part of the site actually was taken up with synthetic work, making different vitamins.
Right, so that was very important
that's right, that's where the money
area.
Came from. Probably.
Yes, of course, yes.
And there were drugs being made as well, I think.
So how many of you biochemists, research people, would there have been?
Well, most of the time I was there was just me, and I sometimes had a technician working for me.
Yes.
There was another man who sort of was getting into that area by the time I left, and he did build up a bit of a department there, I think.